Several Catholic Church leaders in Sri Lanka gave testimony this week to the country's Lessons Learned and Reconciliation Commission, which has been set up in order to help the process of national healing after a decades-long civil war in which both government forces and ethnic Tamil rebels were accused of atrocities. Leading the delegation representing the Catholic Church in Sri Lanka was the Archbishop of Colombo, Cardinal-designate Malcolm Ranjith, who emphasized the urgent need to move on the political front and take measures to tackle contentious issues without delay. As Chris Altieri reports, the testimony of church leaders has been frank and extensive.
Several churchmen gave testimony this week to Sri Lanka's Lessons Learnt and Reconciliation Commission, including Cardinal-designate Malcolm Ranjith of Colombo and the Bishop of Batticaloa and Trincomalee, Joseph Kingsley Swampillai. Bishop Swampillai expressed grave concern over those who had gone missing since the conclusion of the war and cited the disappearance of two priests, one in August 2006 and another in May of last year, as concrete instances of human rights violations. He also discussed the grievances of those who had been denied access to detainees. Bishop Swampillai told us the process of reconciliation is going to be lengthy and difficult.
Reconciliation has a long way to go. First of all, the signs and first steps have to be taken. And what we requested was that symbolically all these draconian laws like Prevention of Terrorism Act, emergency regulations, and so on, be relaxed.
The bishop also said that reconciliation cannot go forward unless present and continuing injustices are seriously addressed.
The perpetrators are still at large, and they know who are the perpetrators, and they don't take any action. So this way, the situation is not that feasible.
The war in Sri Lanka lasted more than a quarter century and cost the lives of as many as 100,000 people. I'm Chris Altieri.